Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress.
Don't miss our huge Memorial Day sale. Going on now on all Tempur-Pedic mattresses.
Save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic mattresses.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon.
On KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time is 7:30. Tim has the day off. KSL's top story this hour. We've seen some big downpours at times this morning, and more could be on the way. KSL News Radio's Adam Small joins me live with the details. Adam?
Amanda, here in the Salt Lake Valley, rain is still steadily falling, and we've still got a lot more before this starts to taper off. Utah and Tooele counties have actually seen a lot of rain so far. Utah and Tooele counties actually have not seen a ton of rain, but up north here, we've already seen some impressive rain totals.
But you get up to the Salt Lake Valley and into Davis, Weber, Box Elder, and Cache counties, you're talking about some pretty good rain. They've seen a solid inch of rain up towards Perry.
KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says we could add another quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain again by late tomorrow, maybe another inch plus in some spots. Matt says we'll see rain through predominantly the first half of the day tomorrow before it starts to taper off and move out. Live in the Salt Lake Valley, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Utah snowpack is getting another small boost from this storm. The snow has been melting off at a pretty good pace. We topped out well above average statewide just over 3 weeks ago. Today, the snowpack level is at where it normally is at this time of year. KSL's top national stories now. There were crackdowns on protests on college campuses around the country overnight. At Ohio State University, there was a lot of shouting between protesters and police in riot gear. Yeah, it's unsettling to watch that video. There were also arrests at Emory University and the University of Georgia. USC announced yesterday they will no longer be hosting a traditional graduation ceremony next month because of safety concerns. Several Utahns are planning to open a temporary memorial for people killed in the Israel-Hamas war. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more details. Michael?
Amanda, local Utahn Aziz Abu Zayed grew up in Gaza but has since made Utah his home. This memorial he's spearheading was approved by city officials as a personal note since he lost several relatives since the war began. But it'll be in remembrance of the thousands of other civilians who have died in the war. Abu Zayed tells KSL.com his relatives were not affiliated with Hamas, and neither is he, saying, quote, "I am one of the biggest dissidents of Hamas. I don't like Hamas," close quote. For him, the Israeli response has been a strategy to turn Palestinians against Hamas, but Abu Zayed says it has been too much and it will not work. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Chronic absenteeism has been an issue schools around the state are trying to tackle.
We heard from the State Board of Education earlier this year that chronic absenteeism had gone up from previous years. Granite School District's Ben Horsley said he's even seen an increase across the board. Even Utah lawmakers proposed a bill on the matter to better involve parents in the process. But when I asked Robin Jordan, sophomore teacher at Bountiful High, if her students had the issue...
Just kind of around like vacation times or those extra days that they have off, which as a parent, I like understand that.
Jordan wondered if the fact she teaches an honors class changed the behavior since her students are focused on better grades for their college futures. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Presentations to tell students about the new so-called bathroom law in Utah are back on in the Salt Lake City School District.
The issue here is the law requiring districts to let students know about the new rules for who can use which bathroom. Salt Lake City initially planned to hold a presentation for K through 12 until KSL learned other districts had different plans and the district put their plans on hold. Now a newsletter from the Salt Lake superintendent says presentations are back on, but they'll be age specific, with one version for lower grades and one for grades 6 and up. Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
Earlier this week, KSL learned the State Board of Education clarified that how to implement the new bathroom rules will be left up to each district. First look traffic now on a Friday morning, and we go back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we do have a few minor slowdowns. We've kind of gotten through some of the early morning craziness. No new crashes to report at the moment that are on the freeways or causing any delays. Roads are still wet, though, and so that means your commute might take a little longer than it should on a Friday morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Families around Utah are dealing with high prices for both cars and homes, and the cost of insurance for both is also way up.
Oh, I've been in the business 40 years, and I've never seen this hard of a market where we had this much going on.
Insurance agent Bill Penton in Salt Lake City tells KSL-TV new tech on cars makes them more expensive to insure. He suggests shopping around for insurance quotes and check with your insurance agent before buying a new car to see what the rates will be. Subscription fees for streaming services can often go up without people noticing. KSL-TV's Matt Gephardt says this subscription creep is easy to miss.
When a big company like Netflix enacts a subscription price increase, it's tough to miss. It tends to make pretty big headlines. But other companies that are not as big of players can be more successful kind of quietly increasing the price you pay.
CNET says people pay an average of $91 each month for subscriptions, with younger adults often paying more.